Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I am Allison Stewart. The Syrian civil war began 10 years ago this past March, a decade of violence that has forced many Syrians out of their homes, seeking refuge in neighboring countries and around the world. According to the UN, 6.8 million people have been forced to navigate the international refugee system, with another 6.9 million displaced from their homes but remaining in Syria. And while we in the U.S. might hear the occasional bit of news about one of the biggest refugee crises of our time, it's fair to say it isn't top of mind for a lot of people. That's why a quote-unquote 10-year-old refugee named Little Amal, who has been separated from her mother, has come to the city to remind New Yorkers and the UN, which is now in session, of the ongoing crisis. Little Amal is not little at all. She's a 12-foot tall puppet, operated by three artists at a time and adapted from a character in the play called The Jungle, about life in the refugee camp in Calais, France. The Jungle was the debut play from English playwrights Joe Murphy and Joe Robertson, and it premiered in London in 2017. And then it ran for the winter season in 2018 over at St. Anne's Warehouse. And The Jungle is coming back to St. Anne's in February and March of next year. St. Anne's, by the way, is a partner behind the current journey of Little Amal, who's making stops around the city to share her story and get to know the people of New York from now until October 2nd. So have you seen Little Amal around the city? Tell us where, what it was like to take in this puppet and what she stands for. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We are curious if you have seen Little Amal, or maybe you plan to. We'd like to hear why. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Social media is at All of It WNYC. Joining us now is Alexandra Starr, senior editor at Foreign Affairs. She's also covered Little Amal's visit to New York City for WNYC and Gothamist. Alexandra, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you describe the experience of being in the presence of this puppet? What does she look like? How does she move?
You know, it was extremely moving. So I was there actually a week ago from today at Times Square, and a group of school children and Broadway performers were there to serenade her. And when she arrived, they really did an extraordinary job of showing how tentative and scared she was. Her eyes blink. She sort of stepped backwards. She took in those huge billboards. It really made you look at Times Square the way a newcomer, a child would. And it really had an effect on the crowd. They sang two songs, one from The Wiz, one from Rent, and the one from Rent was Seasons of Love, which was so wonderful. And some of the performers were crying. And I just, you kind of have to be in her presence to understand it. And the fact that I'm describing her puppet as her really says something, right?
Yeah.
She feels so lifelike, and it's very poignant and very touching.
Let's go to AJ calling in from Manhattan, who did see Little Amal. Hi, AJ.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I saw her at the New York Public Library, and everybody was simply agog at her. I think one of the most amazing things about her is that her eyes move up and down. And what the, you know, the person there just said, you actually have to see her in person. She is 12 feet tall. She is big, but she so feels like a little girl.
AJ, thank you for calling in. If you've experienced Little Amal around the city, we'd love to hear about your experience. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'd love to hear if you've seen her and want to hear about what you think she stands for and why perhaps you think she's an effective messenger for this important issue. Alexandra, you know, can you just give us a context of where she has been, where she is going, the big picture, not just in New York, but her mission?
Ah, okay. Yes, because it didn't just start here. So she's traversed Europe. She started on the Syrian-Turkish border, and she, I think it was 5,000 miles total. She ended her trip, her European trip, in Manchester, England. She met with luminaries like the Pope. Her arrival in New York is the beginning of her American tour. They said that it's going to continue in 2023. And in terms of where she's been in New York, it's just an extraordinary list. So I saw her in Times Square, you know, the person who called in saw her at the New York Public Library. She's been to the Museum of Natural History in Central Park. On Sunday, I saw her dancing merengue in Washington Heights, which is really special. She's going to end up in all five boroughs. So she will be in the Bronx listening to hip hop. She's going to join a Syrian wedding procession in Brooklyn. And I know too that on Monday she's going to be in Harlem. So there are lots of opportunities to see her, and I would encourage people to try to make it in person.
Let's talk to David calling in from the Upper West Side. Hi, David. Thank you for calling All of It.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
We saw her Friday at Times Square, and like one of the other callers said, she just seemed amazed to see Times Square and be in that place. We followed her as she walked around, and then she started going west on, I think, West 47th Street, and we caught up and we saw her disrobe, and we saw the man who is Amal, mm-hmm. and who works her eyes and her arms, and then Saturday, I think it was, we went to Lincoln Center and saw her, and the music and her movement and the crowds following her and how she took time to bow. And I think, I couldn't see, but I think she's shaking hands with people. Mm-hmm. And then she walked across Broadway to Central Park West to go up to the Museum of Natural History. And we plan to see her Monday at High Bridge when she walks across High Bridge. And follow her back downtown. I think she's going to the library again.
David, thank you so much for calling in. As David mentioned, he got to see the puppeteer who was working Little Amal. And if people are thinking, you know, she looks sort of familiar, this kind of work has been done in War Horse on Broadway, a little bit in The Lion King, so we've seen it in parades, a sort of animatronic. So let's hear a little bit of a clip from the creators of Little Amal, Adrian Kohler and Basil Jones, founders of Handspring Puppet Company. They're explaining how she works.
Inside her body is somebody who supports her torso and her hip and controls her head while standing on a pair of stilts. And her arms are operated by a left and right hand operator outside of her. And these three people have to think the same character. If the person inside on the stilts decides to turn left, the other two have to respond immediately as the arms would. So they've got to all think the same thought.
We call that group mind. When three people are saying the same thing, almost intuitively, when they click, the puppet becomes an incredibly powerful communicator and empathizer. And I think that that's one of the things that's going to happen across Europe with Little Amal.
Yeah, this little girl is traveling through countries where she doesn't speak the same language as the audience. So she's got to be able to express herself non-verbally. We've taken a choice not to give her a voice because she's so huge. What would a huge voice sound like?
I think it's so interesting, Alexander. I was going to ask you, because she's not a person, quote unquote, without a story. She's this refugee girl who's been separated from her mother. How does the puppet tell the story? How does she communicate with people who come in contact with her?
So, you know, that clip really speaks to the artistry behind Little Amal. For me, the way she would blink her eyes was just such a telling detail, but just her movements too. She can be skittish. You know, you can tell like the anxiety that she can convey. And then there are moments when, this might sound a little weird, but almost blissful, when she was dancing and people were singing to her. It's incredible the way they synchronize their movements. So it's like the big things, you know, the way they can move her limbs, but then the small things, like her eyes you know, blinking several times. It just, it conveys a character without words, as they were explaining.
My guest is Alexandra Starr, senior editor at Foreign Affairs, who is covering Little Amal for WNYC and Gothamist. Listeners, if you've seen Little Amal around the city, please tell us where and what it was like to take in this puppet and what she stands for. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We have a clip from some of your reporting. I'm going to ask you to help me set this up a little bit, Alexandra. One of the producers behind Little Amal, is it Yasmani?
Yes, good job, Yasmani Arboleda.
And he's talking about how he hopes to communicate with people that she interacts with.
How do we take care of each other? How do we embody with these gestures and with this artwork the truth about how we should be reacting to all of the human beings who are seeking a safe place to live? If this is possible in our world, in the city of New York, what else is possible?
As you've been reporting this story, what have been some of the questions you've been asking people? What are some of the questions you're looking for answers to?
So, you know, sort of the intro question I've asked is, why'd you turn out today? And it has been really revelatory. You know, it makes you realize how international our city is. So two people I spoke with said that they had dealt with immigration issues themselves. One of the women whose voice I included in the piece described how she had been brought to the United States from the Philippines when she was 8 years old and had been undocumented for the entirety of her experience as a public school student in the city, and how being there, the fact that there had been such a turnout and people were responding in the way they were to Amal was really encouraging to her. And her hope was that it would spark broader conversations. And a young high school student was telling me that she'd been thinking a lot about the real Amals of the world and the kind of reception this puppet was getting. And also, you know, that simultaneous realization that that's not the kind of reception the vast majority of refugees and migrants receive around the world, and not in the United States these days, it can feel like, right?
So interesting you should say that, because we have a caller who is not sure if she's on board with the Little Amal.
Okay.
This is Emma calling in from Manhattan. Emma, thank you for calling in.
Hi, how are you? My name is Emma. And last year, I was the youth executive director for the People's Bus, which was a similar kind of event where we traveled to different communities to try to empower and have local community artists there. And I think I have worked with a lot of the folks who were involved in the Little Amal tour in New York. I think that this is a really kind of dangerous performative art piece where it's kind of, you know, giving a lot of attention and trying to build awareness in a way that is really just perpetuating the same cultural issues that I think are the foundation of a lot of the issues around immigration and migration that we're seeing, right? There's real human migrants coming in, you know, five blocks over from Grand Central, where Little Amal was welcomed. And I think that, yeah, it's just a very performative piece of taking photos with a refugee puppet and kind of ignoring the actual work that needs to be done to be welcoming folks and migrants into New York City. You know, and I think that I'm an enormous supporter of the arts, but, you know, performance and performative activism is very different.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think it's really important to kind of be giving less attention to a giant puppet, and, you know, people don't need a papier-mâché handshake. There's a lot of other things that I think we should be doing with the kind of awareness that we're trying to build here. And I think that a lot of these kind of performative pieces of artivism can actually be really dangerous.
Emma, thank you for your point of view. Let's go to Susan on line three calling in, who saw Little Amal in Bed-Stuy. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. You used to work in immigration, it says.
I used to work in immigration, absolutely. And I think I disagree with your prior caller, because I do think people need to see this and understand that they're human. Well, this wasn't human, but you're concerned about your own children in the plaza, you should be concerned about other children who have to walk so that they can be safe. That's all. But it was just, it's just an amazing sight to see. I just was fab. I just thought it was fabulous.
Susan, thank you so much. Alexandra, it's interesting, two very different perspectives.
Yeah. And I think when I was speaking to people, particularly people who had had some difficulty regularizing their immigration status, this is in Times Square, there was a hope that this could be sort of an introduction to raising awareness, and then hopefully that awareness leads to positive action. It's, you know, it's an open question though, right? Because there's something very entertaining about this event, and the places they've chosen to center are such New York City landmarks in a lot of ways. I guess the, you know, I could understand the concern that it becomes one of those things like you've got to see this lifelike puppet. And maybe in some cases it doesn't spur the kind of introspection, which in turn can lead towards, okay, what am I going to do to make a difference in the lives of the millions of people who, you know, arrive, you know, are traveling around the world, and many of, you know, many of whom come to New York City. I mean, she alluded to that. So
I've been speaking with Alexandra Starr, a senior editor at Foreign Affairs, who has been covering Little Mal's visit to New York City for WNYC and Gothamist. Alexandra, thanks for joining us and sharing your reporting and taking our listeners' calls.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And let's go out on what some young well-wishers wanted to say to Little Mal.
Dear Amal, I love the message and the hope that you bring for children that deserve a home. Like it here, and you should try the pizza and hot dogs. My home can be your home, and we can be a family. I love you so much. You are so beautiful.
Amal, if you don't find your mother or a new home, you're welcome to come to New York anytime.
We are coming up on the first weekend of autumn. The weather is fine, it's crisp, it's brisk. WNYC's culture editor, Steve Smith, will join us to talk about some options to get out and partake in what fall has to offer.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.